Hope doesn't like touching cotton balls, any type of raw meat, but there are others that are having issues with styrofoam.
This texter says, I hate touching styrofoam. It's like nails on a chalkboard. Look up the styrofoam YouTube video where the lady gags. That's totally my reaction to my wife when she touches and plays with styrofoam.
You are not alone. I also hate styrofoam, and it's another thing that freaks me out.
Are you insane?
Hope, what do you touch? My God, you said you don't like touching anything.
Oh, my gosh.
I keep my hands in my pocket. I don't touch anything.
I just hire it all done because there's no way I'm touching all of this cotton styrofoam raw meat business.
Listen, I like to think that I just like reusable products, okay?
You can think
all
what you
the
want.
Things that I like are better for the environment than the cotton and the styrofoam anyways.
Mike says, I cannot touch corduroy. It sends me into a full panic attack just looking at it. Corduroy?
This is interesting.
See, I'm a child of the 80s, so I lived in corduroys, right? It was like, bzz, bzz, bzz. You could always hear me coming down the hallway. Bzz, bzz, bzz.
That's your corduroy sound effect.
Yeah, the corduroy pants. I'll work on the sound effect.
All right. I love this on the Donuts Light text line. I'm a nurse. I don't think there's anything I wouldn't or haven't touched. There's a high percentage of nurses, they just love gross things.
Yeah.
Or anything. They're like Wonder Woman to me. I actually am so impressed by nurses sometimes. I got this. Get out of the way. I don't care how gross it is, the cut, the scab, the blistering, the pus coming out.
Well, you
I'll touch
to.
Anything.
No, yeah. It's so funny because my mom is a nurse.
Yeah.
And she's handled a lot of gross things. But wet hair that's like in the shower is like where she draws the line.
Really?
She cannot do it. I've literally watched her take classes on wounds and she's looking at like open body parts. She's fine. She's like, oh yeah, not a problem. There's wet hair in the shower because I didn't clean it all the way and she's flipping out.
I'm not touching that.
Yes.
What is it? It's my hair.
Yeah, I'm not touching it.
You know what? That is my job at my house because my wife, she has long, beautiful hair. And so it comes out in the wash.
Yeah.
No big deal. But when I go in, I'm like, okay, I get in there, I clean it up and everything. I consider it my duty. I clean
Very
it all
beautiful.
Up.
Yeah.
What a gentleman.
Thank you. So ask your Mama D there, your mom, need me to come over and clean over the mess. It's one of my small talents. It's funny. Little things like that. I'm like, no one wants to do it. I'll get it. Yeah. Silly. So I will touch wet hair.
Steve is the same way. And he claims it's because of all the years of harvesting deer and doing, you know, he's like, there's really nothing. I do so much gross stuff when you're out fishing or hunting mm-hmm. or whatever. So everything else pales in comparison to that.
All right.
According to him.
On the Donuts Light text line, this is Tommy from Hilton. I can't stand popsicle sticks.
Wow.
Huh.
Just the thought of eating popsicles just makes me cringe.
So if I'm your buddy, Tommy, I would take the popsicle, take it off the popsicle stick, put it in a bowl for you, and then present it to you.
Is it the teeth on the wood that must get you?
Oh, maybe. Maybe he caught a splinter
fascinating.
In his mouth when he was younger, and that still reminds him. Anyway, let us know what things you won't touch. You're not alone.